Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. As I say with every editorial, I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this audio because, well, this isn't like regular radio. This is radio on the internet. This is Galganov.com. I'm Howard Galganov, and there's no CRTC. There's no FCC. There's just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. I've been giving this a lot of thought. I'm worried about the world. I'm worried about Canada. I'm worried about me. And I'm worried about me, Canada, and the world, mostly because I'm worried about the United States of America. I'm worried about the United States of America because with every passing minute of every passing hour of every passing day, what I see and what I hear is how divided America is. And like I said or wrote in the editorial today, America's become like Humpty Dumpty, where all the president's horses and all the president's men will not be able to put America back together again. I don't think America could ever be reborn as it was. I think America has become so divided because of academia, because of all the lies and the propaganda that we've been subjected to since and probably before World War II, that it's become incorrigible. I think that the people who are part of Antifa and part of the left, the communists of the United States of America, are so dumbed down by their educators, by their teachers, whether the teachers were from kindergarten or grade school, whether they're from high school, college, university, post-grad degrees. I think that they're so stupid that they have no idea what they're doing or what they're talking about. They have no idea what communism is compared to a free enterprise system which created the most incredible country the world has ever seen. And, of course, I'm referring to the United States of America. I think the people, I don't think, I know that the young people, and not just young people, people my age, are so stupid and ignorant of the history of the United States of America, how and why America came to be, and the sacrifices Americans made some 250 years ago to become Americans, that, well, they just can't possibly understand or appreciate what it took. I know that these people have no concept of communism, that well more than 100 million people were murdered in the name of communism, socialism, whatever they want to call it. You know, we talk about the Holocaust, we talk about Nazis. Well, the communists were just as bad, if not worse. Well, they couldn't have been worse, but they were certainly just as bad, whether these communists were Russians, whether they were Chinese, whether they were Koreans or North Koreans, whether they were Cubans. We see it every day. We see it in the world every day. Communism, socialism, it doesn't work. But these people will never understand that. They'll never accept it because they're ignorant, because our teachers, the people we trust to teach our children and to prepare them for a better life, to prepare them to take the baton from us, are teaching them rubbish. Actually, it's worse than rubbish. They're teaching them how to become self-haters. And that's, well, it's a tragedy. And I see no way back. I see no way to undo 70 years or more than 70 years of lies and propaganda. I see no way back. I see no way back other than for the conservatives to take the reins in their hand and to drive this pony for as far and for as long as conservatives possibly can. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. It's radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, have a great, great day. Take it. Oh, we ain't gonna-